USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump back out on the campaign trail, holding a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in New Hampshire.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart.
As for the Democrats, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper dropping out of the race for president. Word is he may be thinking about running for Senate as Democrats in the state try to beat Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled. On Wall Street, the markets mixed. The Dow up almost 100 points to close at 25,579. The NASDAQ down 7 points. The S&P 500 up 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denying two congresswomen entry into the country. Both have made anti-Semitic remarks in the past. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota plan to visit Israel and Palestinian territories this weekend, but the Israeli government has blocked them from entering the country because they support the anti-Israel boycott movement. At issue is an Israeli law that denies entry visas to foreigners who support any form of boycott against Israel and its settlements in the West Bank. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is reacting to this news.
I think Israel has a right to decide who can come into their country just like we do. For my part, I love Israel. I've been deployed to the Middle East 5 times, and I think that both Omar and Tlaib, their actions and their words have been dangerous.
McSally was speaking there on Fox News, and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling on Israel to reconsider their decision.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's 44 years old, injured in a small plane crash in Tennessee. His wife Amy and 15-month-old daughter also on board. Earnhardt and his family members taken to the hospital to get checked out. The FAA says the Cessna business jet rolling off the end of the runway and catching fire. Videos on social media show a large cloud of smoke and the plane on its side. The cause of this accident under investigation. Changing gears now, a big anniversary in the works, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and people in one upstate New York town gearing up this weekend to reminisce. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
50 years ago, highways and streets leading to the Woodstock Festival in Sullivan County, New York, became parking lots as nearly a half million fans tried to make it to the three-day event, and the huge crowd ended up needing the kindness of nearby residents, as discussed in the CBS News report from right after the festival ended.
Housewives handed out hot coffee to stranded youngsters who had not eaten in days. Catholic nuns passed around sandwiches made by Jewish mothers.
50 years later, Sullivan County residents are bracing for the 100,000 people expected to flood the town of Bethel this weekend to mark Woodstock's 50th anniversary. There are celebrations planned, and streets of the town are expected to be clogged for most of the weekend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.